We are waiting for Holly Coleman.
He broke a story today. It's an exclusive that Page Six, that Ollie got for Page Six, about Chrissy Teigen. You know how we've been talking for a while about this whole story with Chrissy Teigen and Courtney Stodden and the whole bullying thing back and forth. So today's a big day in the world of celebrity news. And we have our friend Ollie Coleman from Page Six. Ollie, you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Okay, good. Ollie broke a big story today. This is a big exclusive story about this whole Chrissy Teigen mess that we've been following for, I don't know, like a few weeks now, starting with Courtney Stodden doing an interview with the Daily Beast and kind of outing what a bully Chrissy Teigen had been to them when they were 16 years old. So I explained to Anthony about why we have to say they and them, because Courtney Stodden identifies as gender non-binary. So in case you guys missed that, that's an important part of the story. So what's the big news that broke today about Chrissy Teigen?
So it was interesting. I mean, Chrissy Teigen is a very divisive figure, but a lot of people really, really like Chrissy Teigen, really identify with her. And she, you know, sells a lot of product on the back of that. When this kind of scandal broke, it was an interesting question about whether or not, as there so often is with these sorts of scandals, going to be any repercussions for her commercially, or, you know, whether she was going to lose, you know, when these things happen, people lose sponsors, lose advertisers, lose all that kind of stuff. And it was an interesting part of the puzzle here, whether that was going to happen to Chrissy Teigen. I would say Macy's had taken her product. So, you know, she does these cookbooks, lines of cookware, had taken her stuff off their site, perhaps temporarily, perhaps not temporarily, that waits to be seen. But then the story I had today was that Bloomingdale's had been planning an event of some kind for her to promote Bloomingdale's, and had walked away from this deal, it seems, while she's in the middle of this scandal. So it seems that there is developing some kind of commercial backlash. Whether it lasts, how big it is remains to be seen. But her, you know, beloved celebrity status aside, she seems to be taking a bit of a hit here.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I remember Market Watch, a girlfriend of mine had written an article for Market Watch a few years back about all the endorsements that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend were getting, everything from Google to Pampers to beer. It was like every time you turned around, they're promoting something else and something new. And in the article, it said, you know, they're really beloved, they're, you know, not white, you know, they're people of color, which is, you know, really important. Especially now, but was important then as well, a couple of years ago. And they're really relatable, and they've never had a scandal yet. So this might be the scandal that, look, everybody has a past. They really do. But here's the thing that, you know, we had said this, Anthony and I, when the whole thing broke, where Courtney Stodden had come forward and talked about how Chrissy Teigen had been bullying them when they were 16 years old. And I said, look, we all did stupid stuff when we were younger, but I don't think I ever told a 16-year-old to kill themselves. Like that thought never crossed my mind. I've said some terrible thing. I'm a New Yorker. I've said some horrible things. Yesterday, I said a horrible thing to a woman on the street who was talking to me about my dog, like telling me what to do with my dog. But never in my vocabulary would have it come up for me to say to somebody, kill yourself, let alone to tweet that out and put that out publicly. So that was, and I love Chrissy Teigen. My joke is I always err on the side of Teigen, but but this really, it's heartbreaking because it makes me feel like she might be a bully. But then she had this big apology where she went on for, you know, several tweets and posts on Instagram and Twitter apologizing and saying this was a moment 10 years ago and she was insecure back then and this is not who she is. Cut to Ollie Coleman, who wrote a story, what, a year, like 2019?
Yeah, about a year ago, I noticed an exchange between Chrissy Teigen and a woman called Carrie Ryan, who it turns out was a veteran. She was a nurse. She was a military nurse. She served in the Helmand province of all places in Afghanistan. Mm. She suffered just the most horrific PTSD. She wrote a very good book about it called Stand By for Broadcast. And she had tweeted at Chrissy Teigen, "You're so overrated."
Mm.
And Chrissy Teigen, who at the time was, you know, a multi-millionaire on many TV shows, you know, with a kind of darling of Hollywood and all that kind of stuff, had tweeted at this woman, Carrie, "Well, you're not rated at all. So, you know." And the thing about that is they said basically the same thing to each other, right? Like, you don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't matter as much as you think you do. But for somebody to say that, for Chrissy Teigen to say that to somebody who's just sitting in their apartment somewhere in, you know, Washington State, is a pretty horrific thing to say, especially, and it says right there in Carrie's Twitter bio, wounded veteran.
Mm.
So, right.
You know, and at the time, I thought, wow, this is really interesting because this means that Chrissy Teigen has somehow transcended some kind of celebrity barrier, a celebrity taboo, where, you know, Meryl Streep couldn't say that. Meryl Streep couldn't go on The Tonight Show and mock a veteran with PTSD. But Chrissy Teigen somehow managed to put herself in this situation where not only could she do that, but she can actually generate a certain amount of support for having done that.
And the support is really important because the reaction that this disabled veteran got, where fans of Chrissy Teigen were saying things like, "The war should have finished you off. It's a shame you're still alive." You know, again, that like kill yourself mentality. I mean, this is the ultimate punching down because Chrissy Teigen knows the power that she wields. So instead of just ignoring it, I mean, you get stuff all the time. Anthony and I get stuff all the time. You just ignore it. You move on. You don't then acknowledge somebody with 14 followers who doesn't like you. People are not going to like you when you put yourself out there. But going after this disabled veteran is just, it's kind of more of the narrative of bullying that she is trying to get away from.
But you're right. And that's exactly that. Somebody, one of her followers had said, because it says wounded veteran. And one of her followers had said, "It's a shame they didn't finish off the job." And that struck me as, well, that's not really Chrissy Teigen's fault. You know, she didn't say that. But as you say, it is in fact very, very much in keeping with what she said to Courtney Stodden. So it isn't this kind of, you know, well, you know, you're not responsible for your followers. You to some extent, you know, you're the leader there, you know?
Right.
So it was really interesting. And so what it turned out, I think, was not that she's sort of transcended this celebrity taboo, this, and reached this other way of communicating with people that where the rules don't apply. It's just that she hadn't really been caught yet.
Right.
And we kind of caught her a little bit. Mm. And then Courtney Stodden caught her big time. And I think, you know, revealed something that, as you say, is a kind of a surprise, you know?
But why did Courtney Stodden wait 10 years to talk about this?
My guess would be that people waited 10 years to ask her.
Huh.
You know, I think that, you know, I think that the Daily Beast story was a good story because they kind of said, "Hey, what happened to that person, Courtney Stodden, who was a huge issue for a minute and then was in a few perhaps set up shots with the Mail for a few years and then disappeared?" And they went back and they reviewed that and smartly reviewed it under the kind of you know, there's been a lot of revisiting that kind of thing from that period. Mm-hmm. Right? There's been the Britney Spears documentary where they said, you know, was it okay for Justin Timberlake to imply that she cheated and for that to kind of ruin her career? Like, was that cool? Like, we all thought it was funny at the time, but was it? I think that the Daily Beast did a similar thing and said, was it? You know, we all kind of laughed at Courtney Stodden at the time, but was that okay? And, you know, Chrissy Teigen did that. And it wasn't okay. I think that's why it's come along right now.
Right. Anthony, did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm just worried when you put out a story like this, how many Chrissy Teigen fans come after you?
Some. I mean, you know, I think that it, because it's not, they would have to go out of their way to come after me. Like, it's not like I'm not tweeting at Chrissy Teigen. So it's kind of like, you know, which I don't do for a very good reason, which is that I don't want to deal with that. But, you know, and it happens. People go out of their way to find me and, like, you know, yell at me on Twitter. I'm not a big Twitter. I'm on it because I'm a journalist and I'm not emotionally engaged with it really in any way. Mm-hmm. So I really genuinely don't care. It's not where my life is in any way. I've had the big kind of Twitter mob coming for me on one or two occasions. Mm-hmm. And it sucks, but it doesn't really, you know, it's not where I live, you know? So I don't.
Right. Right. And it doesn't stop you from doing your job.
No.
Right. But what happened to, here's what I'm curious about, because Chrissy Teigen, as far as I'm concerned, she's Teflon. I mean, she has more people that love her. Like, she can get away with these things and then just apologize. And people are like, it's okay. We all do that sort of thing. Like, if you read the comments, there's almost nobody who's like, how dare you? Or I would never say something like that ever. Or there's very few like that. They're mostly people that are saying, listen, you know, you grow, you learn, you 10 years have passed. And yeah, you were an asshole then, but you know, now we love you. So there's a lot of support going towards her, which I think is, she's different than other celebrities in that way. And she also inserts herself in a lot of stories. I mean, she was commenting on the whole TikTok Ben Affleck thing. I mean, she has an opinion about everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll wait to see. I mean, the reason that I was interested in the Target story and the Macy's story and the Bloomingdale story is because now we're going outside of the Twitter universe. Now we're meeting, now Twitter, what you say on Twitter is meeting the real world. Mm. And we'll see what happens then, because that's a crucial moment, I think. And, you know, Chrissy Teigen's also a really unusual case, because for as many people who adore her, there are people who really, 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 really unfairly despise her, because she also, I don't know how, like, she also really got caught up in the QAnon thing. So there's the, you know.
Oh, I forgot about that. Right. I forgot she eats babies, right.
Exactly. The pedophile ring and all that kind of stuff. And so she, you know, she's also, for as much as she's a singular hero on Twitter, she's also a singular villain. So she's, you know, she's in a complicated place. So I don't know. I mean, the response, I will say the response that I saw online via my story, as in what people were responding to my story, wasn't so much we all make mistakes, and, you know, there was a lot of sort of, aha, you're kind of getting your comeuppance. Or even, bizarrely, a lot of people saying, well, nobody really cared about the whole baby eating thing, but all of a sudden you said something mean to Courtney Studdon, and now that's a scandal. So, you know, it's hard to predict. It's hard to cut through a lot of these things with her.
And that last question, because I know you got to go, but last question we have is, what happened to the time when companies like Bloomingdale's and Macy's just let consumers decide, like, either buy the products or don't buy the product, decide with your wallet rather than get canceled, pull the products? Like, when did this pressure start? Like, when did it happen that suddenly companies are deciding to part ways rather than letting consumers decide if they're going to spend money or not?
I mean, it's a good question. It's not a question I'm trying to think of examples of, like, old examples of people having, you know, cut ties with people. I mean, you know, I'm guessing that, like, American Express or whatever stopped working with O.J. Simpson pretty quickly. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Or, you know, whoever was. But you'd have to have these. You'd have to have pretty big extremes. I mean, my guess would be, and again, I'm not, you know, this isn't an area I'm an expert in, but my guess would actually be the advent of social media. I mean, we've talked a lot about social media.
Right.
But actually, my understanding of the thing with Macy's taking her products down is that, and this not just hers, but this happens often. These companies almost get attacked online. They have people going online and leaving comments, reviews for, somebody's frying pan or whatever it is, saying either you were mean to Courtney Stodden, I give this frying pan 1-star review, or right. You as babies, I give this frying pan 1-star review. And all of a sudden, these products have terrible reviews. People aren't buying them.
Right. On wherever they're selling, on the company website, the Bloomingdale's website, or on Yelp or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So the companies get sort of drawn into these things in meaningful ways, by which I mean ways that involve actual money. And then also it's the same with just, just people commenting on Instagram, on the company's Instagram. You know, it's so easy for these companies to make, to look bad by association. I would guess that's where that comes from.
Well, Ollie Coleman from Page Six, he has an exclusive story. It's on Page Six right now if you want to read it. It's called Bloomingdale's Pulls Out of Chrissy Teigen Deal Over Bullying Scandal. It's a very interesting article. And then you should go back and read Ollie's article Inside Wounded Vets Twitter War with Chrissy Teigen. It's a really interesting, the whole narrative is so fascinating to me. Thank you so much for your time. I know you got to run. Thank you for giving us some of your time and telling us everything you found today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's fun to talk to you as always.